Robot Underpants.
Hey everybody, welcome to Robot Underpants. This is Langley. I am here with Starman Michael Gaines.
You can play 900 video games on your browser.
Maybe you can.
How are you?
Kathy Hopkins is here.
Hello. Did you know that the Microsoft Surface makes a great prop?
I've seen pictures of this. And, remember the 5th of November is today, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Lots of cool masks.
Folks Day.
Fuck you.
Oh,
yeah, exactly. Folks. Yeah. So there were some marches and some things. I don't know if anybody knew what they were doing other than there was a movie. But
guys were being rebellious and such.
Yeah.
Nothing ever really happened. I remember some people said that, like, they're going to take Facebook down on this day and nothing ever happened.
Yeah. No.
It's like.
Even Anonymous knows that most of the people have no idea what Guy Fawkes Day is about.
No, and Eric said something earlier, like, so we're adopting British holidays now, too, because why?
So, right.
I don't know. Yeah. I get it. I understand the point behind it, but. Whatever. We had election day yesterday, and maybe that's why.
I don't know. I felt horrible because, guys, I didn't vote.
I didn't vote either.
But my voting ballot got sent to my last residence that I lived at for a couple months, and I didn't get it until today, actually.
Oh, great.
Really? Awesome.
No, I voted.
Well, good for you.
I am.
You're such a Boy Scout.
Better than I.
Yeah, that's great.
I bet you voted for the wrong guy, Mike.
No.
Did you have ballot confusion? Could you find your polling place?
Actually, we did have a little trouble finding our polling place because it's been the same place for 18 years. And we go there and it's not a polling place. We're like, what the hell just happened? So, yeah.
You were part of those people that were duped.
Did you, look at the Find Your Fucking Polling Place website?
No. I did.
That's amazing.
I didn't find the sheet. I went online. I found it in like 2 seconds. It was at the school instead of the firehouse. So
right across the street.
Well, not across the street. 3 blocks away, but.
Oh, no.
I had it there before, ever.
They do that. They do that to confuse old people.
Yeah, I think they do.
What is that, Kathy?
You hydrate and pace yourself on that 3-block trek there.
Did you have to get an Uber?
No, we're fine.
All right. Well,
I'm proud of you.
Nice job. Well, since two out of three of us didn't vote, let's move on.
That's right.
Let's move on to something we care about. 900 video games on your browser. Is the Internet Archive doing this?
Yeah. Yeah, they are. I tried it. First time I tried it, the audio didn't work at all. Second time I tried it, the audio was just a mess. It was all static.
Are you sure Google Hangouts isn't doing this?
It works perfectly, guys.
Yeah.
So have you found any favorites in there so far?
Well, the problem is that all the good stuff from Atari isn't available because they wouldn't allow it to happen.
Yeah, there's no ET. Awesome.
And I've been using the emulators forever, so to me this is just really no big deal.
Yeah.
And it's nice to have it in the browser, I suppose.
Okay, so there's no Atari. What's in there? Like, is there old NES or anything?
No, there is Atari. I mean, like, the core Atari stuff from Atari. Like, the Activision stuff is in there, all the third-party stuff is in there, but Atari themselves said you can't put that
Three
stuff
Stooges.
On it.
Three Stooges is there.
Three Stooges. And there's some other consoles on there. But the thing is like, all the consoles that are on there, let me go over there. They're not the consoles that you would hope were on there.
A lot of really
was on the wrong link.
Is ET on there?
I don't know. I didn't check, but that's an Atari title, so
probably not, huh?
Yeah, I'm not seeing it.
See, the ones that they have on
Goldman
here.
Goldman Sachs 10,000 Women Program provides business skills to Mike.
No commercials, Mike.
Try to make a buck.
We tried to have commercials once. It didn't go well.
No.
No.
Well, it was more visual thing at that point.
Well, no. We tried to do live commercials. It was awful.
Oh, so that's awful. Right. I remember that.
It was a month of me practically making fun of the sponsor the entire time.
Yes.
Because it was like GoToMeeting. And we're like, well, we use GoToMeeting all the time and not Google Hangouts.
As you record.
Yeah. Watching us in Google Hangouts.
Do as we say, not as we do, guys.
Yeah, pretty much.
Ooh, they have golden axe. And ghouls and ghosts.
Oh,
they
made a movie. Oh, I see. Oh, they've got some arcade. I was thinking of the console stuff. Oh, look at these. Joust.
Indiana Jones and Temple of Doom.
Yeah, Pitfall.
The Return of the Jedi.
I'm excited, guys. I think we need to just quit recording right now and just go play.
Just go play Choplifter for the rest of the night. Well, we can get to that.
Look at these. This is pretty cool.
I mean, there's 900 of them.
Anyway, the console stuff that I tried earlier with the Atari 2600, it worked except for the audio. You know, like it played fine, but the fact that there's a big chunk that wouldn't allow on there, it just wasn't.
They made some like trauma film about the ET video game.
Did they really?
What? I did not know this.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't like Lloyd Kaufman, but it was trauma produced. You know, okay. There's like a million of those.
My God.
Yeah, and it was like the angry video nerd or something.
Oh, yeah, and I think Lloyd appeared on that one at one point.
Yeah, probably. He appeared in, what was I watching that I saw him in the background? It was like a real movie.
Oh, Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah,
in this. I've heard of that.
I'm watching it and I totally spotted him in the background and I go, nah. And then I looked it up later.
Jumpsuit.
Yep, it was totally well. Did you see him at Kamikaze?
Yes, said hello to him. And I was so amazed actually that he remembered me actually. I mean, sure, yes, we have the pictures with our names on them with as press and such, but I just walked up to him and I think my badge was actually kind of flipped, but then he was actually talking about stuff from last we met a year ago. Huh. Well, I guess we met during a screening for Class of Nukem High Volume 1.
Oh, yeah.
Spring or something, but it was more busy. And last he recalled more stuff from a year ago at Kamikaze when we did the podcast interview and all that. So it was great. I mean, he's such a nice guy. And his pants are way up high up his nipples or something. So it's awkward.
Okay.
I love his anatomy right now.
Yeah, I met him a few times. I met him. The first time I met him was years ago. They screened Toxic Avenger 5 or something, Citizen Toxie in Memphis. And I met him there and he was on a rant about Hollywood at that point. I mean, he always kind of is, but he really was like after the movie, he just wouldn't shut up about it.
I think I recorded my show with him. And then I was talking to another friend of mine who met him and had a conversation with him about horror movies, I believe, while he was working on set. And my friend said, I was kind of counting how many minutes it took him to start talking about Hollywood and the corporate machine and all that.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I met him at whatever it was, one of these things. I don't remember. I get them all mixed up. And then the last time, a friend of the show, Fizz, has worked with him. And so she wanted me to get a video message from him. Or to say hi or whatever. So he and Toxie did a whole thing saying hi to her and all whatever. So I didn't talk to him this time. I didn't get a chance to. Yeah, he's a nice guy.
He was very nice to Jane. Jane, unfortunately, my son had hit his wall. So I had no idea who Lloyd Kaufman was. I had no idea what trauma was other than stuff he'd heard from me because he's 9. So he's a little bit young for anything other than the crappy Toxic Avenger cartoon.
Yeah. I remember getting Toxic Avenger out of the library in like 7th grade, and that was like, holy crap, there's naked people and they're doing stuff. This is great.
I haven't seen Toxic Avenger in a very long time, probably not since college.
What?
Yeah, it's been
a while. I haven't seen it since seventh grade, so.
Well, there you go.
I think I remember it more recently because I was introducing someone else to it.
Fair enough. And
indoctrinating, I think, is the word.
Yeah, that's a word you hear with trauma films a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So Kamikaze, you and I were there. Mike wasn't.
Nope.
That was this past weekend. I had fun. Did you have fun?
I had a great time. How much fun did you have, Mike?
I had a great time. Just looking at Matt's pictures.
I had pictures too. You don't care.
Did you post them? Where did you post them? Because I follow you on everything.
Yeah, but he has a lot more pictures, and they're shinier.
Just shinier, great. That's all.
I'm going to look for your pictures.
Exactly.
And I missed getting me. I wanted to get a picture of you. You had a costume on, and it was like you already leaving by that time. The time I found you.
Oh, the Clockwork Orange one.
Yeah, it was good.
Mm-hmm. I saw pictures of that. I did, really.
Sure. Mm-hmm. I had a great time. I actually didn't go to any panels, which makes me sad because I was so busy putting together my Melisandre at the last second. So I kind of was up until 3 a.m. a couple times.
And then you wore it and it was awesome.
Yes, it was amazing. I wore it. I swear it got put together finally and stuff, and the cat didn't destroy it or something.
Not at all.
Nope.
Your cat is going to ruin this show before it's over.
He is in the bathroom. He's locked in the bathroom.
Locked in the bathroom. Okay.
That's why your equipment is working now. It wasn't earlier because a cat was in there.
Nope.
I had a good time. I didn't go to any panels either. The only thing close to a panel that I went to was the screening of The Room.
Yeah.
Which never gets old. I've only planned on sitting in there for a few minutes just to rest because I'd been walking around and standing all day, but stayed for the entire thing and laughed my ass off.
I was laughing so bad. My makeup was like just gross as soon as I stepped out the door because I'm a girl. And I got the door and I had to fix my eyeliner and everything. It was bad. I looked at me. It was the best thing to go to.
By the way, Kathy, offline, I'm going to have to ask you something about one of your pictures, but I'm not going to ask you here.
What kind of pictures?
Great.
Not a big deal. Just have
it
to.
It wasn't that kind of a con.
No, it wasn't a con picture. It's just something that I've been meaning to ask you, but I'll talk to you about.
There were some furry people there, but it wasn't like that.
No. Oh, what was that hoodie or thing that you were wearing on your head?
Oh, I know. I should be wearing it right now, guys. I should just like be rude and vanish and get it, but no, I'm not gonna be rude.
No.
Next week.
That's right. I'm gonna tell you where next week, guys.
You should.
Although I was walking around, I do have this nearby, I have two of them. I was walking around half the time on Sunday. With these little mittens, looking at dresses and things and sifting through everything using the paws because mature.
Yeah, well, there's really nothing that can be wrong at these things. I mean, actually, I take that back. I took a picture of a girl who was getting thrown out. Friday.
What?
So I was getting ready to go. It was towards the end anyway. And I saw like over by the big tentacle thing and like the broken robot and whatever was going on over there. There was some girl standing in front of the broken robot and some dudes, a couple guys were doing like a photo shoot with her. And I was like, all right, you know, sometimes I just kind of leech off of other photo shoots and take some pictures. So why not?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody cares. Usually I've never gotten told anything, but so anyway, she's wearing a skimpy outfit. I didn't really look at it very closely, but I'm like, all right, well, take pictures, girl, skimpy outfit, sure. And while I'm standing there, like, these two security guards come over and they kind of take her aside and they're talking to her all quiet. And I turn to one of the photographers. I'm like, what's going on? He's like, I think she's getting thrown out. I'm like, why? He's like, well, she's pretty naked. I'm like, well, I mean, I don't see anything. So what she had on was essentially electrical tape just wrapped around her in certain places. And
she tried to be a weird Lulu?
No, she was trying to be. She had a portal gun, but I don't think she was a character from Portal.
No, she wasn't.
No. But everyone I showed the picture to was
that because, yeah, she had the portal gun and then she had some stuff on her face, which I didn't understand. I didn't understand what it was she was trying to be.
Did she have shorts on or was someone else?
No, what? No shorts.
No.
Yeah, there was another chick who, like, as she was leaving the lobby and everything on, I think, Saturday, I was finishing eating some chips and guac or whatever because food truck was slow. And she had shorts on. She looked like she was thinking maybe some Borderlands-y thing or whatever, or Portal thing. And then I realized, wait, no, she's, like, holding her arm over her boobs, her very ample bosom. And the guy's taking a picture of her really quick, and she's pointing a gun. And then she quickly picks up her shirt from the ground. She has no top or bra or anything on. And then covers her boobs with it and leaves real fast with him.
It might have been the same girl, because what she was in trouble for was having a little electrical flap, like electrical tape flap, covering her crotch. And I'm kind of like they kept coming over and telling her, and she would like kind of push it down a little bit. And I'm like, I'm looking, and I'm not trying, you know, I'm trying not to look, but
yeah,
I'm like, I don't. She's. You're trying. I mean, I can't really tell what's going on. She's got to have some kind of strap or something under there. This looks like a shadow. I don't know. When I got home and looked at the pictures and some flash photography caught the shadows. No, she had winter bush going on. It was just she was not wearing anything down there at all.
Winter bush is coming.
Yes, winter bush is coming.
So winter came. Is that what you're saying?
May have that night. I don't know. It was a little bit weird.
Granted, it's one thing to express yourself and be like half naked or whatever for a thing, for a character, because a lot of the people are characters are drawn that way.
Sure.
Then there's kids running around, and they're a crotch height.
For sure, they would have walked right into that and been like, it was weird to me that I get it. Wait, what'd you say?
In the jungle, the mighty jungle.
Yeah, exactly. Look, if it was one thing that was like an awesome costume and kind of called for, if she did that, it would make it just better somehow. I don't really know how. But
Element Lulu.
Yeah, all right, sure.
She drops some stuff all over her, but she's covered still.
Right. This was crappy. I'll send you the picture later. You can look at it. It's crappy tape just wrapped around her body and not even the right character. So I think she might have been just...
What character? I couldn't even tell what she was doing.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, who knows what it was? And she just wanted to be in public with no pants on, I think.
She probably had the best sex ever that night.
I don't know. She looked kind of... dirty.
There's a really cute one that I saw at the lobby, so it might have been a different one.
I don't know. It's hard to tell because she had her hair frizzed out and like this crap all over her face, so I don't know. Maybe she was, but it was...
Oh, yeah. This is a prettier one with like straighter hair and stuff.
Yeah. I also saw a picture of... Did you know Bai Ling was there?
Yeah, actually. Yeah, I have friends who are friends or something. I think I saw her.
I saw a picture today, and she was wearing hardly anything as well.
Yes.
Not surprising. But...
Yeah. It was interesting being there this year for the first time since, because last year I didn't know really more than a couple of cosplayers and such, and like professional ones. And then but then this year, and it's like, oh, you. Crap, you're wearing a thing. What are you wearing today so I actually can recognize your face?
Yeah. No, I know. It's like, you know, I've been to a lot of these, especially in Southern California, so I ran into a lot of people that I knew, you know, just any kind of cosplayers. And then later saw more people that I know who I didn't run into, and I was like, oh, crap, I didn't know you were there. I wish I would have known. And photographers. Another really good photographer, Jerry Kramer, was there. And I saw her post, and usually we run into each other and, you know, just talk or whatever, but didn't even see her.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's weird because it's not that big of an area, but
no.
A lot of people I didn't run into. I mean, at least if it was something like Dean Bahara was there, Chota Boy and stuff. Like, I went up and chat with him because guess what? He was at a table. I could find him at a table.
Yeah, yeah,
exactly. If someone's at a table, they're locatable. If they're wandering, I'm sorry. I have no idea where you were.
Yeah, it's really hard. Yeah, I mean, I was lucky to run into who I ran into, although a lot of them are part of the DC group, so they're in a big group and they're easy to find. But a lot of the other people, I was like, oh, crap, I didn't even see you. Didn't see you at all.
Oh, yeah.
And like you said, yeah, a few of my friends were at tables and they were easy to find. But
well, my friend Michael, who's I'm doing a show with actually tomorrow or something, but he dressed as Superman for the first 2 days, the tall, lean dude and everything, probably still around. And then
like super
Sunday, he was dressed as Gambit, an amazing Gambit. Oh. And he, I knew he was going to be there as Gambit, though. I asked him, okay, what are you wearing? And I had a few friends who were dressing up as things, and I asked them what they were wearing. And I'm saying this in particular because I was at the Loot Crate booth taking a photo with my son. And I was in line doing the photo, getting ready to leave. He was right behind me in line. I still didn't recognize him. Yeah.
Well, I ran into you twice, or at least twice, maybe three times even. But I didn't see you at the end of the first day until, I mean, it was like you were leaving.
Mm.
I mean, I assumed you were going to be there, but I didn't know you for sure.
Exactly. Well, Dora's coming in another year now.
Did you see the guy in the C-3PO outfit?
Yes! Going along with the R2?
Yeah, yeah.
That was like, amazing.
It was pretty perfect. That guy, yes. I don't know him, but I've been to his sites looking up C-3PO builds and things like that. He's amazing. He, you know, I've never seen him at a con before, but I know who he is. It was pretty great. Like, he is like the super skinny, fits in that thing perfectly. Like, it's so awesome. There is Anthony Daniels tweeted about episode 7. Speaking of C-3PO,
yeah, he said it's supposed to be better than The Empire Strikes Back.
Oh,
really?
Whoa!
It's a bold statement.
If you're saying 3PO. Better than episode 1, I'd be like, okay, so is everything else?
So is the room.
Oh wow!
Oh hi, Annie.
Hi, I'm your father. But yeah, for him to say that it's better than Empire Strikes Back, I think that's going to be huge.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll see. This is the problem. You get this big buildup, and then people are like, oh, well.
Well, I'll tell you how Interstellar is on Friday.
I've heard horrible things.
Yeah.
You heard horrible things?
Yeah. Phil Plait, a bad astronomer. On Twitter and stuff, he writes for Slate, all that stuff, and he was saying, yeah, it was
not
stellar. It was over eventually.
Oh no. You know what? I get that feeling. I get the feeling it's like, no, you know what? I don't know much about it other than the few things I've seen. I have a feeling it's like going to be watching 2001.
Well, it is. It's supposed to be. Well, it's not supposed to be exactly like 2001, but it's.
That's a boring fucking movie, dude. And nothing makes sense.
Boring.
Hey, 2001. Watch that.
Yeah.
What?
2001 is a boring fucking movie.
I had to watch it in like moments, take breaks, and go back to it.
Yeah, like, I mean, years.
In some ways, but you know.
Sure, but it's boring as shit. Yeah, I'll take breaks. I took break like a 3-year break between it and went back. And I was still like, oh, God. And then you get to the end and you're like, what? What? I sat through this for what? Oh, stupid, stupid movie.
Yeah, there were better ones.
Yeah, there were better Kubrick movies. For sure.
Like anyway, Clockwork Orange.
Like Clockwork Orange. So yeah, back to Star Wars real quick. The episode 7 filming has wrapped. We know this now.
I heard it wrapped epically too, and I didn't get to see that what it was they did.
Oh, really? I didn't hear.
Yeah, I just like some. Oh. Right,
and the only thing I saw was a picture of R2-D2 being packed away.
They blew up the Death Star. Do you think there's going to be a third Death Star in this?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know either. I'm wondering how many things they're going to go back to, and is it going to be like, oh, come on. I want to see stuff. I want to see those things I know, but I mean, a third Death Star might be silly.
I think we should save that for our Star Wars podcast.
I should. I think so too. I almost put up the Star Wars.
I watched a little bit of Star Wars Rebels today, and it was so bad.
It's very Disney-fied.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, Disney does some things great, but some things you just don't want to screw with the integrity of, really.
They are, like, well, I mean, it's a cartoon, and they're very Disney-ish cartoons, so I get it. It's for kids, you know, that's fine. I have not a lot of interest in it. So, we'll let you know when we start the Star Wars show.
It's not even so much that it's Disney-fied or anything, even though that is part of it, but the story takes place between episodes 3 and 4, and there are not supposed to be any Jedi left, and there are these, like, young kids, they're young Jedi and everything, and okay, so A, you know they're going to die at some point. And and B,
they should have been dead already.
They should have been dead already.
Like zombie Jedi.
They talk about how the Jedi are all but extinct, and like Obi-Wan and Yoda is supposed to be the only two left. And there are all these like Jedi running around, lightsabers and Sith and everything. I'm going, what is this?
Yeah.
This should not be happening.
No. If they were going to do it right, they should have done the whole thing where, you know, you have Yoda and Obi-Wan, like, coming back and, like, you know, not human, like, not physical form and stuff. It's like those little spirit kids wandering around, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that would have been creepy.
Right.
All of the ghost children of the decapitated ghost, younglings. The decapitated younglings running around. No. It could
be called Carol Ann. There you go.
Oh, no. No, don't lie. I'm wondering, like, we kind of discussed this last time. Are we going to see ghosts of Yoda and ghosts of...
Nobody knows.
Ghosts of Hayden Christensen?
I don't know. I don't want to know until the movie comes out, but who knows.
If we see them, they have to be doing pottery together.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you do in the afterlife?
You talk to Whoopi Goldberg, clearly.
You hang out in Dagobah.
That's right. Occasionally,
and sometimes wherever. I don't know.
Only they know.
There was something. I think George Lucas was ranting about Hollywood recently, too.
No one rants about Hollywood. Gosh.
Yeah, no one ever does. No one ever has a problem with it. No, it was somebody. Was it Charlie Rose or something he was on? He was on some show and he was just going off. But mm-hmm. Oh, it's really, you know, racist and awful.
Well, it's not like you have to get, you know, cast by your looks and stuff or anything in Hollywood. That's weird.
What? No, I know. No. That's a lie. Judges
you by your appearance.
So weird.
I'm gonna check Snopes. Nope, nothing on there about it.
Nope.
BlizzCon is coming up. Speaking of cons,
yes, it is.
Who's going?
Me.
Sort of. Are you gonna sneak in like I did last year?
You know what? I know a couple of people that are going or are in Blizzard, so I don't know. Maybe I can schmooze something. Who knows?
Well, are you good at that? I am not going because it costs $800 to fly out there, which is a ridiculous amount of money.
So why don't you live here?
Believe me, I wish I could. No, I went last year. I had a lot of fun. The tickets to fly to California used to cost $220, and now they're like $800, $900.
Back when you could fly Pan Am and smoke?
Well, no. This is only like 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
Okay.
And when I went...
The round trip ones were like that.
Yeah. I don't know what happened, but it's like when I wanted to go to Nerdtacular, I couldn't go anyway because I had my dad coming up, but I was, you know, before I knew that my dad was coming up, I was looking at tickets, and tickets were like $900, $1,000 to fly to Utah that weekend.
You weren't planning it right.
No.
Nine months in advance isn't planning it right?
No, you got to do it like, and there's a whole time zone. There's a whole method behind it.
Go to Southwest. Southwest, they had sales galore. Like for two or $300, I go. And round trip. I mean, granted, I could just drive there now, but.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, yeah, last year I lived in Anaheim, so I just went over there. These guys were there, so I'm like, I'll linger around in the lobby, and then I lingered around in the lobby until I saw an open door and just walked in.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know. I guess I can say that publicly. Whatever. What are they going to do? Not let me in again?
You are now banned from BlizzCon.
No, I can't go anymore. Oh, well.
Damn it. I got to ruin all of us.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, now they're going to go broke.
They're putting down Blizzard.
I didn't get my $700 for a ticket or whatever they charge now.
I should have known that, but I forgot.
The ticket prices were like, what, $200 this year?
Something insane.
Have you been to BlizzCon before, Kathy?
No, never. In fact, last year I was still living in Seattle, and I went to Kamikaze just after I decided I just didn't want to record with Jamie Kennedy that weekend. So like, okay, Kamikaze is happening, and it's gonna be a lot more interesting than what recording with that douche.
Yep.
So I went there.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I went there and had fun. But then I found out as I was leaving, I think Michael, you were asking me if I was gonna go. Like,
yeah, because
I'm leaving on Wednesday.
You and I missed each other by a day.
Yeah.
or a few hours, I think.
Oh, it was, yeah.
Yeah, it was like a few hours. Because I was coming into LA and you were leaving.
That wasn't an accident. Don't kid yourself.
I didn't plan it, guys. Not at all.
Right. Well, my point was, I think you're probably gonna really like it. It's the cosplay is so much different. It's really interesting. And you go in there and there's no lights on.
What?
Yeah, that's the great part about BlizzCon is that there are no lights on.
It's all dark. Ambient lit.
Like all the booths and stuff?
There's a little bit of light for that. But...
Yeah. The booths will have lighting coming from the ceiling. They'll have a spot or like a couple spots on the booth. But for the most part, everything is just all ambient light.
It's really cool. I'm not a huge gamer, so none of that really mattered. But the whole atmosphere of the thing and the cosplay being so much different was really cool. There's a lot more lights on the cosplay. Like I lit up eyes and things like that. Like it's really neat. Yeah. I wish I could like have gotten drunk and walked around in there. It would have been great.
If you ever play like WoW or any of those games, unfortunately, and it's sad because I really wanted to, but then I know it's crack. It would destroy me. I only played Rift. It's the biggest MMO I've ever played ever, and I could easily duck in and out of that. But I learned from my Final Fantasy days and all that.
Oh yes.
If I touch those things at all, I'm like, nope.
I mean, my life I don't know.
11, I assume. Hmm? Final Fantasy 11.
I did Final Fantasy 11. Wasn't much a fan. Like my last really big favorite was 7. I mean, because
oh wow, that was way back.
Yeah, and I did 8 and 9. If I remember correctly, I think 9 was one of the first online ones, and I hate playing with people online so much.
No, 11 was the first online one.
Yeah. Only Final Fantasy I remember was the one on the original PlayStation.
That was 7.
Okay.
Yeah, 7 I loved, and I did Final Fantasy 10, and then 10-2, and I did a bit of 11 and stuff. But, I mean, I liked it. It seemed to get more linear over a while than the earlier versions.
I don't. My gaming is like if someone I know or a few people I know are playing a game and won't shut up about it, then I'll start playing it. Mm-hmm. But like I played WoW pretty solidly last year, and I don't care.
I got heard of that.
Yeah.
I
like to know enough about something to have a conversation, I guess. But it's not. Involved in gaming too much, I guess. Although now I'm playing Ingress all the time, so there's that. That makes me go outside.
is that the one where you have to use the app and you have to go like defend?
Yeah, you go blow up stuff and go see things and whatever, which is kind of interesting. I had no idea anybody was still playing that game until a couple friends of mine were like, dude, we're playing Ingress. And I went down to San Francisco and like, all right, here's what we're doing. We're driving around. We're going to do it. Like for a full day, we played Ingress. I'm like, okay, this is what you guys are doing.
Nice. I got to play vicariously through my ex in Seattle and stuff. He told me all about it. Yeah. And he would arrange a schedule around, okay, so I can't do this thing today because I'm going to spend a couple hours go over to Bellevue and in Washington and move down these different things and portals and whatever and defend shit.
I don't know if I can get into it that much. There's this whole other community that's like on this other dimension living at the same time we are. Just weird.
I wonder how many people like live in those neighborhoods where there are different things that people have to defend and claim and whatever else. Like wondering why suddenly there are a bunch of random nerds like pulling up in their cars, playing their phone for their house or something, and then
you don't even know how many times I pulled into this one parking lot today and drove around in a circle and stopped, and then I mean it was at least like 10 times. Somebody had to have been like, "What the hell?"
I mean, no drugs to the guys except for joy and games.
Yeah, no, I'm just like you pull up, you back up a little bit, get in the right place, and then you're like, oh crap, and you gotta get out, and then you get out and like in some random place and you get back in your car and leave right away, and then you come back in like an hour and do the same thing. People have to be like, what?
I'm not like, picking up any streetwalkers here. I'm not doing any crack. I'm good, guys.
What I find amazing is that how have I never seen people doing this when there's so many people playing this game?
Probably because they do it in the background. If they're pulling into a parking lot in Walmart, you're not going to notice.
No, man, this is just like when I drove around with those guys in San Francisco. I mean, it was like, how are we not, first of all, getting in an accident? And second, like, people have got to be calling the cops, writing down license plates. This is so weird. Like, just, you're not supposed to be.
Stalker fears with this game. Like, people just went, oh, like, why is this person always here?
There's that, but when you start playing, it's also when you start playing, you start getting paranoid of the other team's agents being around. Because now you're like, oh, this guy's following me. What's he doing? Is he going to take my phone? What's he doing? What's he doing? What's he doing? Find out who I am. Like, there's some guy with a phone in his hand. What's he doing? What's he doing? What's he doing? I found that happening today at least twice. You know, there's another car in the parking lot. No one else was there. And they were just sitting there as well. And I'm like, what are they? Why are they just sitting there? What are they doing? What are they waiting for me to do something? Now they're going to know who I am. Oh, shit. Oh, they're going to find out where I live. Like, it's just. Oh, it's so weird. I don't know. I can't believe that there are so many people that are totally into it. This is really strange. I've never, never noticed it before. That's why I said it's like this other dimension living at the same time we are, but you never see them. I don't know. Like a ghost. Ghostbusters shoot. What's this?
Entertainment Weekly had a Ghostbusters, well, not specifically a Ghostbusters shoot, but they had reunion shoots for different movies, TV shows. And Ghostbusters was one of them. So it was Annie Potts, Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, and Ernie Hudson and Sigourney Weaver. And there was a little video about it. And Al Roker was doing the interview. And he asked Bill, like, is there going to be a Ghostbusters 3? Are you going to be in it? And he said, well, the money's not right yet, which was kind of funny. And then he made a good point. He says it's really hard to redo something that was so magical. And you know, I can understand his point. I think I don't know. I've said this on the show before, is that the only reason why I want a third movie is because the second one I thought was so bad that it would have been nice to wrap it up with something really good and end it and then move on to another cast or whatever. I don't have a problem with another cast. I just didn't like how Ghostbusters 2 was just awful, in my opinion.
I thought it was fine.
Ghostbusters 2, The Secret of the Ooze.
Yeah. And Vanilla Ice was in it.
Yeah, exactly. And Vigo.
Go Vigo, go Vigo, go.
It's Vigo. But
you can go check out itsvigo.com. Go do it.
Do you own that?
No. I do.
What? Oh, you do? All right.
I do. I also own What Did You Do, Ray?
Do you really?
.com.
I remember that.
Yep. I own what did you do, Ray.com. I own itsvigo.com. I own thatismahogany.com. And a few other stupid ones like that. Yeah,
you earned so many bonus points just now.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome. What? That's. I don't remember you buying that. I know
I bought it, but I didn't know what to do with it. I wanted to make it into kind of one of those like you're the man now, dog, or you're the that kind of thing. But I never got around to doing anything with it.
Hey, you're the man now, dog.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah, I wanted it to be a fun site, but I never did.
But anyway, the photo shoot was fine. The interview was fine, and it was funny. And the funny thing is that during the interview, Dan Aykroyd wasn't there, and yet he's there on the picture. So I'm wondering if maybe he wasn't physically there, and they just digitally added him in.
How did Dan Aykroyd not show up for Ghostbusters thing?
I don't know.
It'd be like I could see. Yeah, Dan Aykroyd shows up for all. Everything is Ghostbusters with Dan Aykroyd.
It's possible he just wasn't there for the interview, but he wasn't there in the video.
I don't know.
He looks pretty much there for the photos, but yeah, it looks really good unless it's a really good Photoshop. But
yeah, the only thing is that he wouldn't take the picture without one of his crystal vodka things.
I missed him showing up. He was at Costco on the 31st. I forgot that. I was at Kamikaze.
I like that vodka. It's actually pretty good. Yes. I got a few of those crystal skulls later. What's that?
I got that in Canada.
The crystal head?
Yeah.
Crystal skull?
Yeah, crystal we'll go with vodka. That. I can't remember right now because... Kingdom of the Crystal
Skull. And the best thing is after you're done, you can keep the bottles and they're cool.
Yeah. Well, that only works once.
What do you mean?
Well, after the first one, what do? Keep your collection of them, or do you
I've got at least two or three.
Do you?
I have a problem, guys. This is good. I'm good.
All right. Maybe I'll get one of them or something.
Yeah. See, put it in the background. I don't know. I have a box of skulls somewhere in storage.
You can put them like along a table and they're having a meeting.
I know.
I think I put like, I either put lights or some kind of colored liquid or something in them and used them as some sort of decorations or something.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Oh.
I put like a strand of like little battery operated Christmas lights in there.
Ooh.
But Kathy is right. You have a whole bunch of them on a shelf and like, nope, I don't have a problem. Nope.
You know, like a drinking problem or a saving shit problem?
Both.
There might be a dead cat in it somewhere, you know, the carcass. TV shows that's coming into your house.
Yeah. I wish that one day.
I just really like Dan Aykroyd's booth.
I just really liked Indiana Jones 4. Whoa. You do have a problem.
God. Yeah. I was watching Comic Book Man over the weekend, and they had some guy dressed up as Indiana Jones go into the store, and the guy was talking about how the fourth movie was great and everything. I'm like, what?
Nobody ever said that.
Nobody said that movie was great ever.
Except ironically.
The best thing that ever came out of that movie was nukethefridge.com. That was it.
That was the only good thing
that came out of that movie.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
They're working on another one, and I'm thinking, well, where do you go from Aliens?
You know, it's going to be the 70s. Indiana Jones is going to be like hanging out with some bell bottoms on and like an Elvis suit or something. It's going to be terrible.
You imagine like he accidentally walks into like Woodstock or some shit.
He'll be walking into a disco. It's going to be awful. I don't know. The 60s thing was it 50s or 60s? I don't know. It was 50s, I guess. I still stick by what I think they were trying to do was make it like one of those 50s B movies.
Yes.
Which is not what they should have been doing. It didn't work.
No.
Did not work. We're
trying to be good.
Yeah, well. We're going to get some new emojis in case you were worried that they didn't have your skin color.
Really lacking my emojis. I wasn't sure how to express myself.
I guess the yellow was not the right color, so some people complained. So now we're getting more ethnic emojis. If we just stuck with ASCII, we wouldn't have this problem.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh my gosh. That's way too PC.
We're getting like 700 new emojis or something.
You know, I hope that the people who complained about the emojis being the wrong color will bitch to Walmart about their smiley face logo. That's
right.
Dude, racist.
Yeah, right. 755 new racially diverse emojis are coming.
Oh, wow. Is it that many?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
So how's your memory card status?
How the hell are you going to sort all those?
By shade?
Seriously, because when you're in iOS and you're trying to find that right emoji, they have them all sorted by groups.
It's already too many.
It's already too many. And now they're going to put 755 more of them in there? Wow. Isn't that like three times what we have now?
Yeah.
And the best part is like, okay, so people start sending these more like racially specific emojis to each other. You know there are going to be a few weird moments of, wait, I've never met this person in real life. Is that about what they think I look like?
Or I know.
I don't know, guy.
Yeah, somebody commented like,
a black guy.
Somebody commented like, oh, good, now I know how to put the right person I hate or something like that on there. It was just like, so silly. I mean, I get it, but really? I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean, look at it. There's like gray ones. Who's gray? Who's gray? There's dark gray and light gray.
Gray?
Are you like afraid to send the wrong color to people?
Yeah.
You see something about gas pumps. What?
And I don't know if they're all just that or if there's going to be like, you know, why is there no pickle emoji? Are we going to get some new other things? We're just getting like shades of, I don't know.
50 Shades of Emoji.
Shades of Emoji. Yes. I don't know about that book.
Very two-dimensional.
Things go weird with the emojis. Someone should do that book in emojis. Mystery Science Theater. What? What?
What?
The 50 Shades of Emojis. It's got to happen. It really has to happen. Just saying.
.com. Buy it.
50 Shades of Emoji. Do that. Oh, .com.
Joel Hodgson is going to be hosting a Mystery Science Theater streaming marathon online on Thanksgiving. So we got that to look forward to if you want
to. Ooh, I'm kind of psyched about that.
Not hang out with your family and watch Mystery Science Theater, which sounds great. You can do that.
I haven't watched Mystery Science Theater in a long time.
I used to watch it like on the 24/7 streaming Justin TV channel.
There was one. Which no longer exists.
Yeah, I'm kind of bummed about that because I would just throw that on and work or do whatever, and it was just always great to have on. So, yeah. The whole thing kicks off Thursday, November 27th. That's Thanksgiving Day, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern, at mst3kturkeyday.com.
Woo!
All right.
This article says, so hook your internet to your television.
It would have had mst3k.com, except Matt took it.
Aww.
Wait, what? Come on now. Damn, although Matt, maybe winter, winter chicken dinner I might take. I might see if that's available.
You do.
What else we got left here? Anything of note or worth?
Christian Bale bailed.
You know, when I was reading the show notes, I thought that was part of the Ghostbuster story at first.
No.
I was like, what's Christian Bale doing in Ghostbusters?
No, he was supposed to play Steve Jobs, and it was set that he was going to play him, and then a couple days later, he said, nope, I'm backing out. I'm not right for the role. So now they're looking at Michael Fassbender to do Steve Jobs. Which,
really?
I don't
was Jason
that.
Statham not available?
Or Noah Wiley. No, I don't know what's going on with that. I mean, Christian Bale saying that he wasn't right for the part to me means like maybe they just couldn't come up with some sort of.
Or maybe we don't need another Steve Jobs movie.
Well, the one that was with what's his name?
It's awful.
Well, I didn't see it because I heard.
It was bad. Oh, I tried to watch it. It was so bad. And then the other one with Justin Long was probably better because it was a spoof. But yeah, it was.
You're talking about the one with Kelso, right?
The one with Kelso was just bad. And then Justin Long did one where he played Steve Jobs. It was called, like, iJobs, I think. But it was, like, it was supposed to be a spoof, like a comedy kind of thing. And it was all right. Whatever.
Them just because I want to know how bad it is.
They're both bad in their own way. At least one was trying to make you laugh, I guess. Put it that way. The Kelso one, oh, so just, oh my God.
Yes.
So bad. China releases moon footage of alien bases.
Oh yeah, I saw that. Because, you know, everything that comes on the internet is real.
This is not from a real news source, but I thought it was amusing. Here's some pictures of alien moon bases on the moon. Put them in the show notes. They're blurry. They're horrible. It's clearly.
I want to believe.
I want to believe. Yeah. You know, I tried to watch some old X-Files recently, and they didn't really hold up.
Aww.
Yeah. It's kind of like watching Twin Peaks now.
I need to see. I've only seen like two episodes ever. So
I've only seen like two episodes ever too.
Yeah. No, I was kind of back when I got married. Apparently, perhaps they used part of they took some set pieces from that whole thing and put it into the place where it's the studios in Seattle. And I believe that was one. And so it was like this log cabin-y weird thing. Mm-hmm. It was great. So that's all I know of the show, really.
Yeah, I tried to watch it. I tried to watch it recently. It just seemed dated. I don't know. Maybe you know what? Maybe we'll just have a marathon. We'll hang out. We'll do a marathon. Or probably not. Sounds terrible, too. We can start with that. We'll switch to the room. What?
The room will happen. Yes, exactly the thing.
Yeah, that's what we should do. I think that's it. Unless anybody else has anything.
Oh, the Microsoft Surface thing.
Oh, that's right. Yes. We never even got to that.
Burn.
What was the deal here?
So on CNN Live, let's see. I think they were going through the election night coverage, and they were going through all the updates and such on their iPads. Well, they needed a way to prop up their iPads, so clearly they'll take their Surface tablets, which are not at all not meant to be.
This is so awesome.
They didn't have their Zunes available. The Zunes weren't big enough.
You pile up a couple of them.
Yes. And so, yeah, they just ended up using those Surface tablets as props for the iPads. And yeah, that's probably the best tech burn I've heard in a long time.
It makes a nice little iPad stand.
Yes. It's useful, guys. Buy the Surface.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's a Surface guy like there was a Zune guy.
Oh,
remember
Zune guy?
I don't remember that.
Zune guy was a guy who got a tattoo of a Zune logo on his arm, and he thought that it was like the best thing ever. And that was just when the iPods had started to become really popular.
Well,
and then after I don't know, maybe a year or so or something like that, he got it covered up.
Well, we know a guy who used to get stuff like that tattooed on himself. Remember?
Yep.
What?
Yeah.
Offline.
Like Twitter, and I think he had Seismic and some other ones.
I think that's got to go offline.
I'm excited.
If you're going to make an issue out of it, sure.
Well, I'll tell you.
Really? That's all I was going to say?
Tell you offline.
That's all I was going to say. I wasn't going to talk about it anymore, but all right. Here's another thing. IO9 posted this. The most recognizable pop song ever. Someone did a study. The University of Amsterdam did a study to figure out the most recognizable pop song ever. And the top 10. Ready for the top 10?
I'm ready.
Number 10, Aerosmith, I Don't Want to Miss a Thing.
Really?
Number 9, The Human League, Don't You Want Me.
Really?
Number 8, Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You.
Truth.
Number 7 is Beat It by Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Number 6, Roy Orbison, Pretty Woman. Number 5, SOS by ABBA. Number 4, Lady Gaga, Just Dance. Number 3, Eye of the Tiger. Number 2, Mambo Number 5. And the number 1 most recognizable. Now, this is most recognizable song. Not the catchiest or anything, just most recognized. Wannabe by the Spice Girls.
I don't even know that song.
I don't even know that song either.
They're saying that Don't Stop Believing is more popular than Human League, or less popular than Human League.
Less recognizable, not popular.
Recognizable. So people don't recognize.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, someone pointed out in the comments. Someone put in the comments pointed out, why are there no Beatles songs on this list?
Oh, that's a good one too. Yeah.
Or Elvis.
Well, Elvis doesn't have the replay power that he did years ago. Beatles, but Elvis not so much.
But I would think people would recognize
Rock. I don't know, like old rock.
Oh, you know what? You're right. It said most recognizable pop song.
I think if you play "Don't You Want Me" to a bunch of people, I bet you there are a large number of young kids that would just go, "I have no idea what that is."
True.
I don't know. They might know it. But pop song, like, I guess.
I feel old now.
I have that song on 45.
Nice. I
wouldn't be telling everybody that.
You know, I would if I had a record player, so, you know.
Actually, I probably had it at one time. I sold all my records recently, so I don't have any of those anymore. Way.
Oh.
You miss them?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Actually, all right, that's enough then.
Yay!
Who does a show that they want to talk about on this show?
I do.
Yay.
Okay, go.
I do This Week in Trek on Tuesdays with Daryl, the Trek Nerd, and I do World of Warcast, which should be starting up very soon once BlizzCon and the new expansion comes out. That should be ramping up again, and that's it.
What about the Doctor Who show? You still do that?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, the Hooniverse. I do that on Mondays.
I'm behind like 2 episodes.
For Doctor Who in general or the Hooniverse?
Doctor Who. I don't listen to that.
Yeah, he doesn't listen to my shit.
I try to give you a moment there.
Yep. No, not that at all.
I'm a couple of other stuff behind too because of the Kamikaze and all that. So, but yeah, they're downloaded. So,
yeah.
Legally downloaded, I swear.
What's going on with Anxiety Party?
Now that you're grounded. I slowed down summer while I was moving.
Yeah.
And because there was so much going on and I didn't have my desktop set up and people kept saying, I would love to be on a show, but I don't live anywhere near you. Like, I can't easily record it if I don't have my things all set up and it was a laptop and it sounds funny. Yeah. So, I finally got it all set up now, clearly. And so I actually have a guest coming over tomorrow. We're gonna that I've known for about like a few months now and we've talking and so great cosplayer from Kamikaze and all that. So
I'm gonna assume it's not Jamie Kennedy.
Nope. I mean granted, I'm sure he's a total sweetheart by now. I'm sure.
I really want him to know where I live.
Yeah. Well, it's I'm doing an interview tomorrow. I was gonna post something this week, but I didn't realize that we kind of were too inebriated to finish the episode. So that
happened. Oh yeah, well. I've never been too inebriated to finish the episode, but sometimes that's just how the episode ends.
Exactly. But yeah, like next week, new episode, and on Tuesday, and so Anxiety Party, check it out. I'm on Twitter at Anxiety Party. All that, also cheesy G. I'm gangster.
There you go.
Yup.
And then the Star Wars show will be starting. when was that, Mike?
Next week.
Next week? Is it next week?
Yeah, next week, after I catch up with Star Wars Rebels.
I need to catch up on that, too. I'm way behind on that one.
I'll watch that.
I guess I should put something on StarWarsShow.com, because I do own that.
Yeah. Too. Just put the It's Vigo thing.
Just redirect over to It's Vigo. Yes. That's a good idea.
Yeah, I'll do that. There you go.
All right, that's it, then. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Later. Yo, I tell you what to watch.